From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the UN Security Council has called on leaders of South Sudan to control their rival armed forces following renewed fighting in the capital, Juba. In a unanimous declaration, the 15-member council urged the country's leaders to prevent the spread of violence and commit themselves to full implementation of a peace agreement. President Salva Kiir joined his vice president and former rebel leader Riek Machar, issuing a joint appeal for calm.
There is nothing to be done about it, but we have to continue finding a solution to it. And I will still, although everybody will be resting tomorrow, I will still call my colleagues tomorrow so that we sit and finish what we did not complete before.
The fighting broke out Thursday and is believed to have left nearly 300 dead, including a Chinese UN peacekeeper. The U.S. demanded an end to the fighting and ordered the departure of non-emergency personnel from the U.S. embassy. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting also hit a UN encampment for displaced people and targeted a rebel base in the capital. Dozens of protesters arrested late Saturday, early Sunday in Minnesota and Louisiana in the wake of last week's fatal shootings of two black men by police. The protests turned violent, with roadways blocked and officers pelted with debris. The protests followed the ambush attack Thursday in Dallas, Texas, by Micah Johnson, a black man that killed five policemen and wounded several others. John Bel Edwards is governor of Louisiana.
The best way to honor the memory of Alton Sterling, the Dallas law enforcement officers, and Philando Castile is for peaceful demonstrations here in Louisiana.
The Dallas police chief said on U.S. television Sunday the slain gunman told police negotiators he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. Bomb-making materials and a journal were found at Johnson's home during a search Friday. This is VOA.